Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us and keep Arkansas beautiful. Visit keeparkansasbeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We move to the second quarter, 21-0. Harrison with the lead. And Tobias, you were talking about the Harrison defense before we got into break, and that's something Coach Wells said they really worked on during the offseason, and they know they've got to play better defense. And when they get deep in the playoffs and they're playing someone like a Little Rock Christian or a PA, and it shows here tonight.
It does, absolutely. Just been continuing to be impressed by Harrison. And, but now we've seen the little bit of movement by Mountain Home. I think they're settled in. I think it's going to be a good second quarter.
Bombers getting ready to punt the football away. They're making some check presentations right now. There's a little extended time here between the quarters. Harrison, in that first quarter, ran six plays, and they scored touchdowns on three of them. Gabe Husky with four rushes, 119 yards. He had runs of 40, 6, and 67 yards in that first quarter.
For the Bombers.
Husky stands back deep for the Goblins at his own 20-yard line as Pass gets ready to punt it away for Mountain Home on 4th and 10. Harrison brings a good rush. The kick is away. It sails in almost into the stands, and that's going to be a sure punt. Waiting for them to spot the ball. They do at the 40. That was a 1-yard punt.
That is not what you want. Looks like it came off the side of his foot.
Start first and 10 from the Bomber 40-yard line.
I think Harrison sent everybody, including the band, on that one.
They brought the rush, didn't they?
They did. They're trying to get after it. I don't think you're going to see them let up tonight.
No. So Harrison with great field position once again tonight, or once again this drive, I should say. They'll send trips to the left side. They empty the backfield now for Ben Johnson. Motion goes to the top side of the field. The ball kept by Johnson. He runs it up the middle on that read option. He has a first down run inside the 30 to the 28. He'll pick up 12 on first down.
There's a big hole there in the middle that he had, made the right decision not to hand off there and took it right up the gut.
Okay, good job of spreading the field that time and had a big running lane right up the middle. Just underway, second quarter action here from Bomber Stadium. It's all Harrison to this point. I formation now from the Goblins. They've shown some different formations tonight. Play action. Johnson wants to pass. Looking right side deep towards the end zone. Has a man open. It's caught. It's a touchdown. Harrison. Shaver makes the catch just in front of the pylon and gets into the blue part of the end zone for the score. It is a 28-yard touchdown pass from Johnson to Shaver.
Just a great pass and catch there. He had probably three steps on the guy, had time to turn around, catch the ball. Just right there wide open in the corner.
So Harrison has now run eight plays, and they've scored four touchdowns. The extra point on the way is good. We'll break with 11:34 left in this first half. It's Harrison 28, Mountain Home nothing. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
11:34 left in the first half. Harrison leading 28-0, and it's amazing because they've only run 8 plays.
8 Searcy, plays, that many yards, that's impressive.
Searcy leading Sheridan 13-7 right now. Searcy impressive last week beating Morrilton. Here's the kickoff. It's going to sail out of bounds. They did not kick it deep that time. Looks like maybe working on trying to pin somebody towards the sideline and work on that in game situations, and it goes out of bounds, so the Bombers will
be some great field position there.
For, you bet.
Yeah.
Bombers will start 1st and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
And again, I still don't think you get too excited at this point, you know. The offense still don't feel like it's fully settled in, and really need to put some points on the board this drive.
11:34 left in this first half, 28-0 Harrison. Bombers working left to right here in the second quarter now. McKay, long count, gives it to Hershberger, left side, bounces off the first tackler, keeps the legs driving. He's going to make his way out near the 40-yard line. But we've got a flag on the play.
We had one jump early right there.
He's second down and 6.
So the play goes to the 39. It was a 4-yard gain. Officials talk about it. And a chop block against Mountain Home. Coach Maddox wanted to get a explanation from the officials. He comes back to the sideline. So play goes to the 39. They'll mark off the 15 yards from there. Moves it back to the 24-yard line.
Ball will be marked back to the 24-yard line.
Well, we had good field position.
It's 15-yard penalties. So take that away quickly, don't they?
Yes, they do.
3 penalties for 25 yards now against Mountain Home.
I think you might get to see McKay throw one. I feel like it's coming.
Morrow split out wide to the right side. Tabor tied on the left. They'll keep it on the ground, and McKay was hit in the backfield. There was 4 white jerseys had their hands on him. He slips out of that, falls forward, and gets back. Looks like about a 2-yard gain.
It looked like he might have put the ball in the turf for a minute, the way his hands were down, and he kind of squirted out of there.
So 2nd down now for Mountain Home. They're at the 26. They've got to make it out to the 45. So 2nd and 19 here with 10:46 left in this first half. Harrison up 28-0. Motion to the top side of the field. They're working from that side. That hash, the Bombers are, and the handoff.
Hershberger takes the ball
with
over.
Hershberger going just across the 30 to, we'll call it the 31-yard line to pick up a 5. Line.
Good job by Hershberger there, not letting his feet die. You know, still getting positive yardage, letting those feet drive. He earned every yard of that.
3rd and 14 coming up now for this Bomber offense. Just under 10 minutes left before halftime. 3rd and 14 for the Bomber offense. McKay, play action, looking to pass. And it's incomplete. A little behind Hershberger. He tried to reach behind him and make the catch, couldn't haul it in. And the Bombers will be forced to punt.
Hershberger, it'll be 4th down.
On that pass, you always want to throw to the receiver's outside shoulder. That one just happened to hit him on the inside shoulder. Couldn't pull it in. Good idea, though.
Yep.
He had room to run if he would have caught it.
So Husky back
now
deep,
back to punt.
Getting ready to return the punt.
Husky back deep for the Goblins.
Bombers ask for the ball. Do a spot on the far hash, so they'll give Pausch
also
more room
Riley
to
Jones.
Run to this near sideline with that rugby-style kick.
You know, Jones is quick back there, too. I mean, you really don't want to kick it to either one of them.
No. No rush this time by Harrison. Pausch gets away that rugby kick, and it's a good one. It takes a big bounce from Mountain. I'm inside the 30, inside the 25, and down about the 24-yard line. Much better punt from Pausch. He had more time that time, and he got a good one away.
Absolutely. Great punt there. Good roll. Brings up some good field position.
Harrison will start at their own 24 with 9:37 left in this opening half, leading 28-0.
You know, he's holding that ball, punter. He's holding that ball rolling out there. He's got to give his guys time to get down there to make a play. So real smart play there. Great punt, good roll. I mean, that couldn't ask for more on that play.
Johnson out of the shotgun. He has Husky flanking him to his right. Handoff is Husky up the guts, and Husky right through two defenders. Big run across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. And, boy, just hand-grabbing as he goes by. Bryce McKay, the free safety, finally makes the tackle. He had 12 tackles last week, and he makes one here, but it's a big gain of about 23 yards on first down.
It was a big gain. I think they've hit those edges so hard they're a little soft there in the middle, and, man, it was wide open.
Now then, a pass down the left side, a man open. That's Riley Jones at the 20, out of bounds, and a big gain for the Goblins.
Pass from Johnson.
So Johnson
to Jones is complete. Down to
Jones, down to the 16.
Line.
Johnson did a great job just kind of leading Jones there with the pass. He had a couple steps on the man, but they were able to force him out of bounds. Good play on the defense.
37-yard pass play. Hand off to Husky, tries to bounce it outside. He's pushed back in by Dern, the defensive end, but then Husky's still able to fall forward to pick up about three down to the 14-yard line.
Brock Boucher getting in there again, making another tackle. Doing a good job tonight, filling some of these holes.
Well, Harrison has scored on 50% of their plays. They're going to lower that average on this drive.
Yeah.
Second down and eight. They're still picking up big chunks of yardage. Johnson, the quarterback, keeps it this time. He's going to be hit in the backfield and stood up by Mountain Home. Good job defensively by the Bombers. Brock Boucher, one of the first men there to make the tackle.
12. It'll be third down.
And it's a loss on the play back to the 17-yard line. Loss of three, so third and 11 coming up here for Harrison.
Not sure what Harrison was trying to run there, but it blew up on him. They somebody missed an assignment somewhere.
Husky out. Both is in. Johnson back to pass now. The lefty looking in the flat. Little screen this way. It's complete. And then a tackle as Ballard is knocked down at the 21-yard line. They're going to lose four on that pass play. Now a long field goal attempt maybe, or what are they going to do?
He stopped at about the 11.
Hey, you
got
to think with the field goal kicker they got. I've heard he's made attempts up to 50 or I guess in practice, but he's apparently got quite the leg.
Fourth and 15. They'll keep the offense out there. Two receivers to the right side. As Johnson works out of the gun, fourth and 15, setting up the middle screen. It's completed the 20, slipping a tackle at the 10, stays on his feet, down to the 6, and they've got the first down. It was fourth and 15, and they get 16 on the play.
Do they? Do they have it? I don't know if they have it.
They may not. They may be a little shy. They're close here, aren't they?
I bet you they're going to want to measure that.
They'll bring the chains out and uh-oh, that's not good because it's the King boys over there tonight. Josh and Dave and Bailey Bodenhammer.
Oh, goodness.
That's not a good crew. We'll see what they're made of with this measurement right here.
I heard they went down to Arkansas Tech last
they
week.
They did.
My goodness. What a crew.
They have to run all the way across the field. It's a good thing Robbie Williams isn't there tonight. I'm not sure he can make it back and forth. So, did Harrison convert on fourth down? They'll stretch the chains out. Stretch them. Oh, no. I mean, just a matter of an inch or two, the Bombers hold on fourth down.
I'm not sure you could have stuck your finger between the ball and the measure stick there. That is, look at that. They're double triple checking that.
I'll give credit to the chain game.
Oh. Official timeout. I'd say he's probably going to go talk to Harrison for a minute and tell him.
They're going to bring the chains out. He already indicated it was a first down for Mounts at home, so yep. Bombers are going to have a first down at about the 6-yard line or 7:15 left in this first half. The Goblins up 28-0, and for the first time tonight, the Bomber defense has held.
That's a big stop down there. You know, you got your back against the wall on your own goal line, down 28 points. And you still got heart, still fighting. Defense makes a big stop there. I think that gives you the momentum you want to go put some points on the board now.
I'm not sure why we have a timeout. It's an official.
Yeah, it's official.
Oh, hydration because of the heat. There we go.
All
right, we'll take a break with 7:15 left in this first half. 28-0 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
7:15 left in this opening half, 28-0. It's Harrison on top. Bombers get the ball back after holding on fourth down from their own 7. McKay is swallowed up, nowhere to go. They'll mark his progress to the 8. The ball came out, but he had already been stopped. He'll get credit for a 1-yard gain to the 8. Some of the scores to pass along real quick. Thanks, Dylan, for sending these. Springdale leading Little Rock Parkview 3-0. Win ahead of Marion 14-0. Cabot 5-0 over Pine Bluff. Jonesboro leads Batesville 7-0. Nettleton and Pokey knotted up at 7. Nettleton is where the Bombers is who the Bombers will be playing next week over in Jonesboro. .632 left first half. It's 28-0 Harrison. Second down, whistles.
Oh, man.
As the ball was snapped and a timeout taken by Mountain Home. We'll break. 6:27 left first half. 28-0 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
In Arkansas, the Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute is the only place that provides complete cancer care. It's where you'll find more clinical trials and the newest technology, where your genetics are used to find precise, personalized treatments. It's a place that's changing the future through life-saving research and where the top minds are with you from diagnosis to survivorship. We are UAMS, and we're here for a better state of health.
You think this changed your life? Just wait until you see what's next. Next, powered by NAEC. Access to rural high-speed internet means more than just binge-watching your favorite show. It means access to jobs, healthcare, and education. Next is working in phases to bring high-speed internet to eventually all almost 29,000 members of NAEC. See when you'll be next at MyNextFiber.com. The next big thing for our community is next, powered by NAEC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Second down and 9 for the Bombers from their own 8-yard line. McKay straight ahead out to about the 12-yard line.
He takes the ball out to about the
He'd given it that time to Hershberger, and Gage will pick up about 4 out to the 12.
Both was there for the Goblins.
Did a good job there just getting some positive yardage. Good little push by the offensive line.
Third and 5 for the Bomber offense with just under 6 minutes left before halftime. McKay takes his time getting under center. Now he's ready. McKay is going to keep himself on that read option. Makes his way to the 15, a gain of
Caleb read option is out to the 15. It's going
couple,
to be
so it's going to be fourth down and about three here for the Bombers.
Orrich was there for the
offensive
Goblins.
Line did a good job getting there, getting some push there, even getting into the second level there. Like seeing them finally getting a little bit of movement up front.
Fourth and this is about 2.5 here for Mountain Home. They're going to go for it. They're down by 4 touchdowns. It's 5 minutes left in this first half at your own 15-yard line. The Bombers going for it on fourth and about 2.5. Maybe. Hard snap count. And the Bombers take the timeout, and now they'll punt the football away. 5 minutes left, first half. We'll break 28-0 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their 3 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Arkansas is entering its fourth deer season since the detection of chronic wasting disease. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is providing a new option for free CWD testing all season at CWD testing drop-off containers statewide. Chronic wasting disease testing drop-off container locations have been expanded to at least one per county across the state. To find a free and easy testing location near you, visit ArkansasCWD.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber's ready to punt. Pausch will get the kick away. High kick. It's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to mark it at the 40 of Mountain Home. That is where the Goblins will start with their sixth possession of the night.
Harrison's still sending a little bit of pressure there to at least keep him a little more honest, not giving him much time to let his teammates get down there, but still a decent kick.
Bombers just 2 first downs so far on the night in their 5 drives. Harrison just was 7, but when you're scoring from 70 yards out, you don't get many first downs.
It's a little different story.
Yes. Goblins take over at the 40 of Mountain Home. Johnson will keep it. That's actually Keelan that's in there now. The ball's loose, and the Goblins will pick it up. This is Husky back at the 50, falls down. He tried to toss it as he was going to the ground. As the backup, that was Johnson. That was my bad. That was Johnson that was in there. Ball popped loose, and
Brock Bojay put the helmet right on the football, smacked it right out. That was unbelievable. Great play by Brock. He's been there all night doing a good job filling some of them holes.
Loss of 10 on the play. Back to the 50. Break for Harrison because Husky was right there. So second and 20 now for the Goblins. They'll send trips to the left side. Play action to pass. Looking down the middle, and it's incomplete as Logan Walker had a play on it. Couldn't quite haul it in, and it's incomplete.
Johnson on the throw down.
I thought we were going to have a pick there, Brad. It looked like he had position on it, but just couldn't make the play.
Third and 20 coming up now for the Goblins. 4:03 left in the first half, 28-0. Harrison with the lead.
It's interesting to see Johnson back there, Harrison's quarterback. You know, he's just checking off. You know, you can just see him working his line. He's got a lot of options to throw that football to.
He does. Two receivers on each side this time. Rolling back across the middle and up the right sideline is complete at the 30, 20, 10. Did he stay in bounds? He did. Touchdown, Harrison. That was Ballard on the receiving end of the touchdown pass. A 50-yard touchdown pass from Johnson to Ballard.
Did a good job just walking the out of bounds line right there, staying in bounds. You know, they can run the football, but it's obvious they can also pass catch.
Now Max Payne in for the extra point. .353 left in this first half. Extra point is up and it is good. 35-0. Harrison leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy.
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's Payne with the ensuing kickoff. Again, they're working on this pooch-style kick. The Bombers call for the fair catch and make it at the 26, 27-yard line. That's where the Bombers will start with their next possession. Just two first downs in this first half for the Mountain Home offense. They'll start this drive at their own 27.
You really want to go into halftime with some points on the board here. You got plenty of time, you know, 3 minutes, 53 seconds left. You got plenty of time to go score. You just want to put together a good drive here so you got something to feel good about in halftime.
35-0, Harrison. McKay under center. He's going to roll the pocket to the right side, looking to pass, being chased. The pass is complete to Walker at the 40. The 45 cuts it back inside, fights his way out to the 49-yard line. A 22-yard pass play from McKay to Walker.
McKay did a good job getting outside there. He had pressure in his face when he threw the football, had a man just on his hip, just able to float it over and make a great catch, a great pass, a great catch.
3:42 left before halftime. Bombers to the 49 of Harrison. Up to their own 49. I'm just looking. I don't think they have not been across the midfield stripe yet. This is their deepest penetration of the night so far. McKay will keep it on that option. He fights his way to the 46 of Harrison, a 5-yard pickup.
Gets the ball down to about the 46-yard line.
McKay does a good job just riding his running back's hip right there. When he realizes the running back's got nowhere to go, he's just falling right out there. Great job by him. You know, when you run that type of option offense, you've got to be able to make those decisions in the trenches. And, you know, good yardage right there.
3:03 left before halftime. Bombers in Harrison territory for the first time. Motion to the near side. McKay wants to pass, running to the short side of the field. In trouble, eludes two pass rushers, throws it down the field, right side. It's incomplete. And
got a flag.
McKay did a good job to avoid the sack twice. flags in the backfield. It's going to be roughing the passer against the Goblins.
Okay, sidestepped him there, and he threw, got rid of that football, and they just got whacked. Yep.
Penalty against Harrison, only their second of the night.
If you're Mountain Home here, you have got to go capitalize on this field position. You know, you got 31 yards to go here. You got to put some points on the board.
31-yard line, first and 10.
2:44 left before halftime. Harrison up 35-0. From the Harrison 31, misdirection play. Logan Walker gets the handoff this time, and he's going to be tripped up and down at the 30.
Ball to about the 29-yard line. Keelan was there for the Goblins.
So a second and about 9 coming up here for the Bombers. Just inside the Harrison 30. Reed split out wide to the right for Mountain Home. Toss sweep coming to the near side. And, ooh, a big hit on Lawson Stockton. Boy, he got popped. And he's going to lose maybe a half yard or so, not much. About
behind the line of scrimmage.
Third and about 9 again coming up here for Mountain Home.
It looked like he tried to turn it up just a little too early. This guy's breaking through the line of scrimmage right there. Looks like he had a little bit more room to run outside. Not sure why he turned it up.
Third and 9 for Mountain Home. 1:36 left before halftime. The Bombers have one timeout left to use. And a whistle, and I think they just used their last timeout. They did. Bombers take the timeout. Gage Lindsay in the backfield to fullback. We'll see what happens after the break. 1:23 left before halftime. Harrison up 35. Zip. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Play action, the pass intended for Logan Walker. It's incomplete from McKay, and it's fourth down coming up for this Mountain Home offense.
Looks like he was trying to throw a quick pass there to Walker. It's a good idea. Just didn't look like he placed the pass. Good place to catch it.
So fourth down for this Bomber offense with 1:20 left before halftime. Fourth and 9 at the Harrison 30. Bombers aided by a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty to get the ball where it is now, but now they're looking at fourth and 9. McKay to pass. Looking right side, has a man open, and it's incomplete as he overshoots the intended receiver, Adam Sorrell. Had him open. Sorrell was a step behind the defender, but it's incomplete, and the Bombers turn it over on downs.
It's tough, just overthrew him by a step or two. He had a step on the defense, but
he did.
Unfortunately overthrew him just a little.
So 1:16 left in this first half. Keelan in the quarterback now for the Goblins. We've seen him a couple of times in there. He will hand it off near side. That was 30. Didn't have him on the two deeps either. Jordan
Carson
Welch
on
the carry that time.
To about the 33-yard line, be second and eight.
Jacksonville losing right now to Mills, 28-0. Wow. Harrison takes the timeout. 66 seconds left before the half. Goblins up 35-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Harrison taking the timeout, second down and about eight from their own 32-yard line. Rolling right side, passing is Keelan, and it's going to be complete across the 50, out to about the 45 of Mountain Home.
Is complete. Ball is cross midfield to the bottom.
I'll give Harrison credit. They've already subbed out a lot of players.
First down for Harrison.
That was Michael Scott on the reception. Down to the 46 of Mountain Home.
We know they have a great backup quarterback in Cole Keelan, who's a junior. Probably getting him some time to lead this team next year.
He wants to pass. He's a lefty. And left side complete. Scott White open to the 35-yard line at the 30 and tackled at the 25. Stops the clock with 49 seconds left in the half.
Keelan.
We got a bunch of new folks out there for the Goblins.
We have to get a new roster.
Yeah, Coach Wells is has subbed out.
Yeah.
Keelan to pass. He's completed the 20-yard line and at the 15. And
another pass complete.
That pass complete that time to Anthony Robertson.
You know, Keelan can sling it. He's got really great ball release.
Sweet to number 29. Ball's on the first and 10 at the 15-yard line.
First down for the Goblins at the 15 of Mountain Home. 40 seconds left in this first half. Trips to the left side. Keelan the pass. He's looking right side. Oh, he had a man open, and he underthrew him.
No.
And they're going to throw a flag on that play. And the defender came in and hit the receiver. Ball was thrown behind the receiver. I don't know if the defender ever knew where the ball was, but it's going to be a 15-yard penalty nonetheless.
Yeah, that was – I don't think the defender realized that the ball was thrown behind the receiver.
No.
He was just trying to get his head across so that he didn't score a touchdown. He was putting his helmet between the defender and the pylon.
That was just part of football, I thought.
Yeah,
I didn't see a penalty there, but they're going to call it.
He is head snapped pretty good on it. I mean, he laid a lick on him, but no, I didn't see anything there that would make me think that would be warrant a flag.
Ball's at the 15, and looks like they're going to mark this half the distance, which put it about the 7.5-yard line. That's a tough call there.
First against the Bombers is marked halfway to about the 7-yard line.
Got an update on Yellville Summit for us, your alma mater?
My alma mater, yeah. Right now it's halftime over in Yellville. Green Forest leads 18-12, but we hear it's a heck of a ball game over there in Yellville tonight.
First down and about three here for the Goblins. Keelan, play action, rolls to his left. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Mountain Home, and the Bombers forced the turnover. Great job defensively by Mountain Home. That was Dawson Tabor that reaches in and pokes the ball loose, and the Bombers come up with it, and they prevent the Goblins from scoring inside the 10-yard line here in the final minute of the first half.
Just a great strip. Did a good job getting his hand on the ball and popping it out of there.
Boje was able to recover for Mountain Home, and the Bombers forced the turnover. First turnover of the night. 31 seconds left in the half. Bombers take over at the 18. give Coach Wells credit first half, and he's pulled his starters out. There's the flags. Mount Home had 12 on the field. So the ball was at the 8. This will move it back to the 4 with the penalty.
12 in on the field.
Four penalties for 29 yards against Mountain Home. Check it. It's five penalties for 36 yards in this first half. I failed to write down the one against the defense. So first and 14 now for Mountain Home. 31 seconds left in the half. McKay keeps it and tripped up. He's going to get to the 7 or so.
McKay on the read option. He's out to about the 6-yard line.
16 seconds left, and Bombers don't have to snap it here.
Stevens was there for the Goblins.
6 seconds left in the half. I don't know if they'll get this play off. McKay will from the 7. Toss, sweep, and play's going to make it to about the 11-yard line. On the carry that time for Mountain Home was Hunter Price. And that brings an end to the first half. All Goblins here in this first half tonight against Mountain Home. We've made it to halftime with Harrison on top on a score of 35-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers! To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investment.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.